Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. As you would know from the last few months since the Trump administration has come into office, lots of financial flows are moving, changing, adjusting, particularly in the area of private markets, for example. What we're getting is a general feeling that there's a global rebalancing. And we've a new survey out this morning, a new study by State Street, which says that this global or regional rebalancing is essentially seeing money moving out of the US and increasingly coming into what they call developed European markets. So here to talk me through what exactly is going underneath the hood of that is Ciarán Grant, who is the Managing Director of Private Markets Product at State Street. Thanks for coming into the studio, Ciarán.
Thank you.
So this is what you call a regional rebalancing. Can you just sketch out for our listeners what that means?
Yeah, so I guess, first of all, I guess in the context of the survey, there's very high investor confidence within the private market space globally. So investors are continuing to go into the private market space and are looking to increase their investment allocation into that segment across the globe. But what we are seeing is a drive towards quality over quantity and a shift to more investments in developed markets to avoid maybe some of the volatility that we see in the market and to avoid maybe some of the political uncertainties that we're seeing.
Yeah, we've seen things going on overnight that, you know, investors will be taking note of. Yeah.
Exactly. So one of the focuses of these investments is obviously moving towards long-term investment strategies that are in more stable, more and less volatile market, which just obviously is increasing the appeal of a move towards the European markets.
To be terribly parochial, could some of this benefit Ireland? Could we see some of the Irish assets, whether that's property or other things like companies, corporate acquisitions and so on, could we see some of that money coming here as a result of these trends you're talking about?
Absolutely. And I think one of the key cornerstones of the private markets is the fact that it is funding money into what is termed the real economy. So either into private equity itself and private credit for businesses, or into infrastructure projects and real estate projects across the market. So certainly we're expecting to see more of a flow into that space. But also, I think looking at the broadening of the investor base means that there's going to be more European-based funds as well, so an increase from that perspective. There's a move towards what they call democratization, so the move to the retail products across European markets as well.
Now, Ciarán, the stereotype at least would be that returns are always higher in the US, that the return on equity is higher. So people may be coming to Europe but settling for a lower return in exchange for less geopolitical risk. But you're saying that's not necessarily the case, that a lot of these European investments perform quite strongly.
Yeah, no, certainly the returns over the years have consistently been very strong across these markets. Obviously subject to cycles and so on, as you'd expect. But it is, as I said, consistently performing well across an extended period of time. Again, these are typically long-term investments that you're looking at.
And finally, the decisions on all of this generally made in, you know, London, New York, Singapore, wherever it's made. But Ireland could get the boost in the sense that all this funds have to be administered and we have a strong funds industry domiciled here.
Yeah, so we have over 19,000 people working directly in funds industry in Ireland, so that we have a very strong basis there for an educated workforce who are well positioned to pick this up. We have a lot of administrators, we have managers, we have custodians and so on, well placed to pick up this process. But we also have a lot of positive impact coming from government support and regulatory support. The central bank has made a lot of recent updates to regulations around private markets funds, particularly for the retail space as well. So we would hope to see more flows coming in here into Irish funds over time, which obviously has a direct impact on the industry here.
Liz, we'll keep track on that. So some of the uncertainty we're talking about in other contexts could be good for us here on this island. Thank you very much, Ciarán Grant. He is the MD of Private Markets Product at State Street.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.